Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. Great to be back with you guys for another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown. We had a nice 6-game slate tonight. It's gonna be a lot of blowouts. 4 out of the 6 games are blowouts, but you know you can always find some fantasy goodness going on. So let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. Let's start with the Hornets and a surprise of sorts, because the Celtics were blown out by the Hornets 118-89. The Hornets started Miles Bridges, only had 9 points and not much else. Musa Diabate, 9 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, and 2 steals. He's really coming along, really helping us out in fantasy. He's going to be a key contributor to finish the season. You want a block or two in there, but it is what it is. Brandon Miller, 18 points, 5 boards, 3 steals. Great, great, steady season from Brandon Miller. If he had not gotten hurt early in the year, you would hear his name being talked about a lot more. Very important player for this Hornets team. LaMelo Ball, 18-7 with 4 assists. Hey, he's starting. He only played 23 minutes, but he's starting, so that's a positive, and hopefully he can keep trending up. But it was a blowout, so they didn't need to use him too much tonight. And Colin Knipple, the 20 points, 4 boards, and 1 block. And he did play 31 minutes, but they felt LaMelo is just, he's not fragile, but, you know, he's not 100% healthy either. So I think that's why he only played 23 minutes. And for the most part, he's not been playing a ton of minutes this year. Ron Kalkbrenner off the bench, 6 points and 2 blocks. You love that. Kobe White, you know, we talked about him. Big acquisition for the Hornets at the trade deadline. Finally had a really, really good game. 17 points and 6 assists with a steal. And that was only in 20 minutes. He is a starting point guard, masking as a backup point guard for this team, you know. So that also allows LaMelo to get more rest on this team. Because before, you know, it wasn't a trustworthy backup behind LaMelo. You know, you had Trey Mann, you had Colin Sexton a little bit in there. But now Kobe White is a true point guard that can ease the load from LaMelo Ball. And for the Boston Celtics, and just about everyone played on both teams. But Sam Hauser, 3 points in 25 minutes. So that's not like him. His 3 ball was off. He did have 7 boards, though. Nemias Kata in 16 minutes did absolutely nothing. That's surprising. Hopefully he did not get hurt. But Derek White did ball out. 29 points, a steal, 3 assists. Jaylen Brown did play. You know, he's been in and out of the lineup recently. You would think they got blown out by the Hornets. He must not have played. No, Jaylen Brown played. Nemias Kata played. Jaylen Brown, 20 points, 11 boards, 7 assists. Really good game. They kind of need him to score more than 20 to be as successful as they want to be. But this game should have been enough for them to be competitive. You know, they lost by 30 almost. Baylor Scheinman, 9 points, 4 boards, 5 assists. And the bench didn't do much. Nikola Vucevic, 7-4 with the block. Luka Garza, 9 points and a block. But just all-around bad game. And I'll mention Hugo Gonzalez. In 25 minutes, he only had 8 points and 6 boards. Last game, he had 18-16. So, you know, when you're going to see outlier games, just don't expect it to happen every night. So it's a big drop-off from Hugo. That doesn't mean he is trash. That just means he cannot be consistent every night. And probably if Jaylen Brown is in the lineup, he cannot be relied on. For the next game, the Thunder defeated the Knicks 103-100. Isaiah Hartenstein was back, but he did absolutely nothing except for 5 rebounds in 17 minutes. But Chet Holmgren picked up the slack, 28-8 with 2 assists, no blocks. So that's surprising from Chet, but 28-8 is great. You know, he normally doesn't score that much. SGA with 26 points, 8 assists, and a steal. Typical Shea. Lou Dort, 16-4. Cason Wallace, only 4 points, but he did have 4 huge steals. So that's a great number right there. You know, with Shea back, you're not going to see the same numbers from Cason Wallace that you were seeing when he was out. Just put it like that. And even though there's no Jalen Williams, Shea being back, they don't need Cason Wallace to do what he was doing then. The big man, Jalen Williams, 8 points, 5 boards. He's been on a tear lately, but tonight he cooled off. And everyone else is pretty average on the bench, below average, honestly. I'll mention Jared McCain because he's been playing well lately, but only 15 minutes in this one with 5 points. For the Knicks, OG Anunoby, their whole team was pretty consistent. 16, 3 steals, 2 blocks. You love those stocks. Cat, 17 points, 17 rebounds. Incredible. Josh Hart, 10 points, 12 boards. Mikal Bridges, 15 and 4 boards. Jalen Brunson, 16 and 15 assists. That is not something you see every day. And the wealth was spread around really nicely for the Knicks tonight. He also had a steal. Off the bench, Muhammad Diawara, 9 points and a steal. And Landry Shamet with 14 points, 3 boards, 2 assists. Jose Alvarado only played 12 minutes, didn't do much in this one. Close game, but OKC came out with the victory. Next game, the Sixers have defeated the Utah Jazz 106-102. Filipowski with only 6 points and 11 boards with a steal and a block. Last game, he had a great game. This game, nothing. Cody Williams, 9 points, 6 boards and a block. He came back strong, even though that's still not great. He had just been doing nothing for a long time. He finally did something with 9 and 6 with a block. Elijah Harkless continued to do nothing. Let's move on to Keontae George, the star for this team. 30 points, 4 boards, and a steal. And he's just killing it, y'all. I mean, he probably should have been an all-star over De'Aaron Fox. But his name is not as big as De'Aaron Fox, so... And the Jazz's record is 18-44. That's got a lot to do with it. But Ace Beattie, 12 points, a steal, 3 assists. I want to see more shots for him, but he took the second most shots on the team, but he just went 5-16 tonight. So hopefully Ace Beattie will keep developing. Blake Henson, new name for the Jazz, 11 points, but not much else. Isaiah Collier, 18 points, 5 assists, and 3 steals, and a block. Great game with Keontae George. A lot of people are saying he's not relevant with Keontae George. He showed them today that he can still be relevant. And I think he can play alongside Keontae George. I think he probably should be starting. It should be Isaiah Collier, Keontae George, Ace Bailey, Kyle Filipowski. And throw in your fourth player, whoever you want to be. It could be Cody Williams, Bryce Sensabaugh, whatever, Svi Mykhailiuk. But Isaiah Collier probably should be starting with Keontae. So that was it. Mo Bamba even got some play in 21 minutes tonight. He had 4 points, 8 boards, and 2 blocks. So if Mo Bamba can get 20 minutes a night, he's going to get you 2 blocks a night. So keep an eye on that if you just need blocks, especially in a deeper league. He's a player that he's been to the Raptors. He's been on the Jazz, a lot of DNPs. But he got 21 minutes tonight. And he's played over Oscar Tshiebwe, who had been getting those minutes. So either one, whoever plays between those two are going to get rebounds or blocks. And Mo Bamba got both tonight. So keep an eye out on that. For the Sixers, who won the game, had Trendon Watford and Dominique Barlow both started, both 7 points. Watford had 7 boards also, both had a block, but not fantasy relevant. Adem Bona started, had 12 points, 5 boards, a steal and a block. Quentin Grimes started 16-5 with a steal. And Tyrese Maxey with 25 points, 6 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks. VJ Eshgum sat out this game. He was questionable. Did not ultimately play. And you kind of wonder, how did they beat the Jazz? I mean, when you look at those starters, they had one starter playing tonight. You know, everyone else is out. No Embiid, no Paul George, no VJ Eshgum. So to still win this game says something. Jabari Walker off the bench with 22 points and 10 boards with also a block. I mean, to see how much he outperformed everyone else. He outperformed Adem Bona, Dominique Barlow, and Trendon Watford by a lot. Jabari Walker could be looking into some more minutes coming up in the next game, possibly starting. So that's someone, if you want to get ahead of the curve, he should be playing more because this was a close game. It was not like these were garbage minutes. So we'll see what happened. No one else was fantasy relevant. Tyrese Martin, who was acquired from the Nets, did get 8 points. but not much else. For those of you that don't know, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. We are a Sports Ethos production. We recap the games of the night. We had six tonight. And, you know, don't forget about NBA Fantasy Today. They will be up next with Doc and Brew to recap and go further in depth with your fantasy analysis. Next game, the Trailblazers defeated the Grizzlies 122-114. Jeremy Grant with a huge 30.9 board performance with a steal. Tamani Kamara 9-7 with a steal and a block. I've seen people talking, should I drop Tamani Kamara? This is, I mean, you expect this type of stat line. If you can deal with this, keep it. Because this was 40 minutes. He really should have had more production than this. But you're going to expect 9 to 15 points, 5 to 12 boards, and a steal and a block. He's not going to put up dominating numbers. You know, he's 50% from free throw, 33% from the field. He's not necessary, like, if you're especially in an 8-10 team league to hold him, you can get other players. Donovan Clingan, now let me tell you this. 7 points, 9 boards, 1 steal, and 4 blocks. That was in 12 minutes. That pretty much was in the first half. Do you understand why he only played 12 minutes? He got ejected. He kind of was throwing elbows and kind of swung somebody off of him, and they gave him a flagrant 2, and he was thrown out. But, I mean, we could have been looking at 7 or 8 blocks tonight for Donovan Clingan. It was really unfortunate that he was tossed from this game. He was dominating, you know, in his own way. Like I said, 7 and 9 in the first half.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I mentioned Musa Diabate with the Hornets. He had 9 and 9 for the whole game. 0 blocks. Klingon 7 and 9 with 4 blocks and a steal in 12 minutes. So it's truly unfortunate he got thrown out, especially if you're in the playoffs. That hurt you too. Jrue Holiday, huge 35-point performance with 11 assists and 5 boards with a steal. Throwback Jrue Holiday performance right there. As we know, there's no Shaedon Sharpe, so more scoring opportunities for other people. Scoot Henderson, unfortunately, did not pick up the slack with that. 8 points, 3 of 11 from the field, less than 33%. Had 3 assists and a steal, but it's just not going well for Scoot Henderson. Robert Williams, 20 points, 11 boards, a steal, and 3 blocks. Great performance. I mean, Robert Williams is pretty much right there to where he used to be with the Celtics. I mean, when he plays, he's been putting up some really good games lately, but he can't play every game. But like every third or fourth game, he's having a big game like this. So that is great for his trajectory. Next season should be very promising for Robert Williams. No one else is really productive. You know, no, there was no Denny Avdija, no Damian Lillard, no Shaedon Sharpe. So Chris Murray didn't even play because of an illness. So you would think Tumani would have scored more, but Jeremy Grant picked up that slack and Jrue Holiday. For the Grizz, Omax started. Olivier Maxence Prosper had 17 points, 9 boards, and 2 steals. Gigi Jackson, 20 points, 4 boards, 1 steal, 3 blocks. So they both were back. They've been having really good games, and then they've been disappearing. They both were back tonight in full effect. Jalen Wells really stepped up with 24 points and 2 steals. Javon Small started this one, 11 points, 7 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals and a block. Great all-around production from Javon Small. And Ryan Rupert started. He's been having some good games, but this one in 32 minutes, not good enough. 5 points, 5 boards. He did have two steals, but we need better production than that. Walter Clayton, you know, he had the big game. Him and Javon Small are going back and forth between good games. But Walter Clayton played 27 minutes, and he still was productive with 12 points, 8 assists, and 2 steals. We can deal with that. We would love to see him starting. But if you have Javon Small, you love to see him starting. So they're going to share the love for the most part. And then they played alongside Cam Spencer, also who had 28 minutes. He had 12 points, 7-7 with 2 blocks. So all 3 of the point guards performed well. Jermaine Myshak, he's a 1 or 2. And he played well also in 21 minutes. 13 points and a steal. Solid production. No Cedric Coward, no Scottie Pippen, no Ty Jerome, no Brandon Clark. No Walter Hendricks. I can't even think of his name. Taylor Hendricks, my bad. He ain't even listed on the report. He should be playing. They didn't really have any bigs tonight. They played all small guards on the bench. Gigi is a 3 or a 4. Olivier Max Prospects is a 4. So you see why they lost. And you see why Donovan Klingon was having such a great night with 4 blocks in the first half, because they had all such a smaller lineup against them. All right, next game, we had the Hawks defeated the Bucks 131-113. Onyeka Okongwu, 21-8 with 3 steals and 2 blocks. That's the Onyeka that everyone has been waiting for since he was drafted. They just expected this production all along. We got it tonight. Jalen Johnson with 20 points, 5 boards, 9 assists, and 2 steals. Solid. We know he can do better, but it's solid. And there was no Jonathan Kuminga tonight, so we really thought he would do more. But Jalen Johnson is coming back from an injury, so I don't think he's fully back yet. But it's just good to see him play 34 minutes and walk out unscathed. CJ McCollum with 18 points, 8 assists, a steal and a block. Now, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, 23 points, 2 assists, and a steal. Great game by Nickeil. Dyson Daniels, 14 and 10 boards with 3 assists and 3 blocks. No steals, surprisingly, but 3 blocks. You love that from Dyson. Off the bench, Corey Kispert, 7 points, 7 assists. Nice. Only 1 for 5 from 3, so he would have had a much better game if he hit his typical percentage from 3. Zachary Richichet, 12 and 5 with 2 steals. Love to see the 2 steals. A lot of people play, not much production from anyone else. For the Bucks, Giannis is back again, second game back, second blowout. He had 24 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. If you are in the playoffs with Giannis, you're just happy he's back. But the Bucks are not looking good. Usman Jang, 14 and 4. Miles Turner, another dud. 8 points and a block. Terrible in 22 minutes. AJ Green, 7 points. Ryan Rollins, 13 and 12 assists with 8 boards and 3 steals. He came through for you. Good that he was starting. You know, KCP missed this game, though, because knee inflammation. That is why Ryan Rollins started. And just be happy about that if you're a Ryan Rollins manager. Bobby Portis, 13 points and a steal off the bench with 4 boards. Kyle Kuzma, 16 points off the bench. And Cam Thomas with 11 points off the bench. Everyone just about played except for Gary Harris. He's in the doghouse. But those were the only 2 productive players. Jericho Sims did have 11 boards off the bench, but only 4 points. All right, last and final game that's just going to go on to past 1 in the morning. The Clippers versus the Pacers. The Clippers are up right now 120-90. Like I said, a blowout. 30-point game right now. Not much is going to change fantasy-wise in this one with 6 minutes left. But Pascal Siakam, 29 points and 5 boards. Jess Walker, huge dud of a game in 24 minutes. 6 points, 5 assists. 3 boards. Got to do better than that. Jay Huff, 18 and 5 with a block. Andrew Nembhard and Aaron Nesmith, big duds of the game. This is why they lost. Nembhard, 5 and 5 assists with the steal. Aaron Nesmith, 2 points, 3 boards, 2 assists. Terrible. Off the bench, no one's in double figures. Quentin Jackson had 9. Michael Potter, 8 and 1 block. And he's been on the tear lately, but it's all crashing down to reality. Kawhi Leonard with 29 and 8 with a steal. He should not play anymore. So that should be his final numbers. Brook Lopez bounced back with a huge 17-point game, but no boards, really. He only had 3 rebounds, no blocks. Derrick Jones, 12 and 2 steals with the block. Dunn and Sanders both had 6 points. Isaiah Jackson off the bench with 10 points and 3 blocks. And this is weird because Yannick Koenen-Niederhauser was the best center in their last game by far. In this game, he was the 3rd center to play. So it was Brook Lopez, then Isaiah Jackson, then Yannick Koenen-Niederhauser. And he only has played 8 minutes thus far, has 6 points, 4 boards, and 2 blocks. So Brook Lopez, 21 minutes, 0 blocks. Yannick, 8 minutes, 2 blocks. Isaiah Jackson, 12 minutes, 3 blocks. So I don't know what they're going for. You know Brook Lopez can provide the shooting, and he shot it well with the 17 points. But Isaiah Jackson did have 10 points in 12 minutes. Niederhauser, 6 points in 8 minutes. So they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do with that center rotation. We'll see. Until they're out of contention, I think Brook Lopez will continue to start because he has that veteran experience. But you're just going to have to wait and see with the other bigs for the Clippers. Darius Garland, he's back, second game back, off the bench again, 12 points, 4 boards, 8 assists. You love the 8 assists, but it's going to be a slow process for Darius Garland to get, you know, we're used to seeing him have 20 and 10 with a steal or something and some threes, but it's going to take some time. Ben Mathurin, still coming off the bench for some reason, 20 points, 8 boards, 4 assists, a steal and a block, starting shooting guard in just about any other scenario for most teams, but 7-for-10 from the field. Great game by Ben off the bench. We'll see if that will translate into more minutes in the future because Kobe Sanders should not be starting. All right, so that was your 6-game recap. Let's go over the players of the night. And remember, if you have questions, I'll get to them at the end of the show. Not ignoring you. But Brandon Miller, 18 and 3 steals. Derek Wright with 29. Siakam, 29 and 5. Kawhi Leonard, 29 and 8. SGA, 26 and 8. Karl Towns with the huge rebound game, 17 and 17. Keontae George, 30 points. Jabari Walker, 22 and 10. Jrue Holiday, 35 and 11. Jalen Wells with 24. Onyeka Okongwu, 21, 8 and 3 steals. And Ryan Rollins with the 13 points, 8 boards, and 12 assists. So, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Now, let's get to the questions. RMD always on me about reading the chat. I'm here for you, buddy. We read the chat at the end of the show. All right. He said, why did Pritchard have no points, no rebounds, or assists? The Celtics game was a weird one. It was a huge blowout, as we know. But that is interesting. Let's see what Peyton Pritchard did. 24 minutes, nothing. He just was cold. 0-for-6 from the field, 0-for-5 from 3. It happens sometimes. So you got to understand that it was in blowout games, things like that happen. And the Celtics just didn't show up at all tonight. So, like I said, Hugo Gonzalez, huge game after the first night. Terrible game tonight. Guys are going to be no-shows, especially if they're not starting. They're not dependent upon, and, you know, he's not an all-star player. That's just how it goes sometimes, RMD. So, for future reference, you know, you asked last chat as well. We do answer questions at the end of the show, and you can also ask us questions at Ethos Fantasy NBA and at Sports Ethos and at William Is Bill on X/Twitter. So we appreciate you guys for listening. Remember, this is the Basketball Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. We love all your support, comments, and questions. Until next time, we are out of here. Peace.